from Nepal. But now I live in Ecuador. My father was a man of the law. When I was young, he refused to defect from the crown. When I was 16, the Maoists shut my father down. For 3 days, we hid out in my hometown. My brother turned and he said to me, we all must move to India. We cannot stay here. I've paid us all. Tomorrow we're going away. I came to Ecuador. It took all that I had, all my money, all my strength, everyone I knew. And I still had faith in my right to choose. Now I work in Quito's Mariscal, a cyber cafe there. I can't earn here, the tourist part of town. I live above this cafe. Got a lawyer friend who lives here too. He's helped me out a few times. Maybe I could ask him to help you. After all, I must take some blame on my ground. And I hope that if I help you, maybe one day I'll come back around. Ooh, 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 ooh. And here in Miguel's office, he wants a 20 on top of the fee. Have a staring match and Miguel stares him down. Now I'm trying to put this guy at ease. Waiting room. Somehow while we're talking, these private thoughts are rolling off my tongue. I wanna be someplace where everybody's figured out how to get along. Where the playing field's more like level, and all the working, living and striving more like fun. These tourists all say it's not like that. Believe. say, in the land of through the desert, 2 miles south of America. The driver offers his advice, just gotta look out for yourself out here. I say no regrets, coyote, we just come from such different sets of circumstances. Almost there, as I stay out of the light.